Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind, Week 16. And Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. What a week. What a week that started on Saturday with the triple header that saw the Texans get themselves another division championship. The Patriots do the same thing. They get themselves another division championship. And the 49ers position themselves that much closer to home field advantage throughout the whole way in the NFC. Man, oh man, what a day, what a week in the NFL. The Sunday games were incredible as well. Man, oh man, the Ravens, what can we say about them? They just keep winning, don't they? This team put together really nicely. Lamar Jackson just goes out there and does what he does week in and week out. You got to be impressed. The Saints, they don't want to quit on that home field advantage either. They got a nice victory, came from behind to beat the Titans. Colts, they rebounded well, finally getting themselves a victory. It's been a few weeks, so good to see that happen for them. Steelers, unfortunately, take a big loss to the Jets, and we'll get into the playoff picture, obviously, for them and all the other teams in the AFC, because, man, oh, man, that's still really a ton of things to be decided, a lot undecided as far as what's going to happen in the playoffs. We know a lot of the usual suspects and like who's in the playoffs, but truth be told, still a lot to be determined as far as where you will be jockeying for position, like who's going to have home field advantage. Amazing stuff. I love it. I love so much being on the line here late in the season. Anyways, I do hear the music. I know it's time to take a quick pause for the cause. As we all know, like I said, it's the NFL Rewind. I can't believe it's week 16 of the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. Keep it close, everybody. I'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired, or who will win the NBA MVP? Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, BetOnline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. Give yourself the gift of great sleep through the holidays on the world's only mattress with a Purple grid and get a free premium gift bundle to complete your Purple sleep set when you text SLEEPY to 84888. That's S-L-E-E-P-Y to 84888. Data rates may apply.
It may not be over the river and through the woods, but if you're traveling over the holidays, protect your home and valuables with Blink security cameras. Blink X-T2 cameras are motion-activated. Place them anywhere, and when they detect motion, you get an alert and a video clip on your Blink smartphone app. Who on your gift list would love a Blink security camera? A busy mom whose Blink camera alerts her when the kids get home from school and lets her chat with them using the two-way talk feature. Or the business traveler who'll sleep better knowing his family is safe and secure. And don't forget grandparents. Blink X-T2 cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and run on two AA lithium batteries for up to 2 years. Blink X-T2 security cameras are the perfect gift for everyone on your nice list. Save up to 25% now through December 24th on Blink cameras and systems. Plus, get a free Amazon Echo with the purchase of any system while supplies last. Visit blinkprotect.com/sale. blinkprotect.com/sale. blinkprotect.com/sale.
And hopes that were high in the heat of September can wilt and die in the chill of November. November can be cold and gray. November can be surly, with bitter rain upon the world and winter coming early.
Off the Minnesota 20, four-man rush. Ryan gonna flip, looking for and caught Calvin Ridley, the touchdown.
Ryan goes under center. Coleman is the lone setback. Ryan, a quick throw. This is Jones, and he is in for the Atlanta touchdown. A quick throw from Ryan, just rose up from under center and dumped it to Julio Jones, who then barreled into the end zone.
Watson in the pocket. Watson rifles over the middle. It is caught. Touchdown, DeAndre Hopkins. Big time throw. And Hopkins with a snatch. The Texans once again silence the crowd in New Orleans.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
You don't think we can win some ball games this year? We're going to win some ball games.
Absolutely. Going to definitely win some ball games for sure. Lots of teams winning ball games. Patriots winning ball games. Ravens winning ball games. Kansas City winning ball games. And how about those Houston Texans, man? Definitely winning ball games. And I think that they're the team that's kind of been forgotten about a little bit in the AFC, if you ask the Dorf Man. Welcome back in. It is NFL Rewind, week 16 here of the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. Get at me, follow me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Call me. Let's talk about the week that was. 1-800-878-7529. 1-800-878-7529. All right, so I want to get into, obviously, the scores from the whole weekend. We'll get into the standings and get you updated as best we can as far as what's going to happen for the playoff picture, which still a lot to be decided for sure in the NFC, for sure in the AFC. All right, so running through things real quickly. Texans hang on against the Buccaneers. These are the triple header games from Saturday, 23-20. They beat the Buccaneers, and Jameis Winston struggled profusely. I don't know if I've ever seen a guy struggle as much as that guy did in that game, and then battle the way that he did in that game too. So as bad as it was, you give the guy so much credit for having the heart and the determination to just continue to compete. Like, seriously. Guy looked awful, throwing four interceptions. But his team only lost 23-20. Patriots hang on to be, and by the way, that helps the Texans to win their division too. So, again, I think people are sleeping a little bit on the Texans. Patriots 24-17 over the Bills. That means the Patriots win that division once again. And I thought the Bills had a good shot. I really did. But here's the thing. Tom Brady, a little bit more experienced still, and still crafty. Still figures out ways to get his team down the field when he needs to. The Bills defense, which was so good, or people thought it was so good, I should say, Patriots found ways to put some holes in that bad boy. So pump the brakes a little bit. Pump the brakes on both things where people thought the Patriots were donezo. It's like they do this every year, for crying out loud, when I think about it. Everybody thinks, oh, they're done. They can't. They're not going to win. And before you know it, we're talking about the Patriots once again in the AFC Championship game and then going on to the Super Bowl. Bills got close. Didn't get it done. And they had chances. And what happened? Patriot defense stepped up. 49ers 34-31. Offensive explosion from both of these teams, which was good to see from the Rams. They've struggled. Been a kind of a struggle for them, as we all know. And the 49ers have a great record, and it's crazy because even with that great record, it doesn't mean that they're going to be hosting and that they're the number one seed for sure. Still a lot of things to be determined in the NFC, so we'll see what happens. Falcons get it done over the Jaguars 24-12. Browns go down to the Ravens 31-15. Lamar Jackson just continues to impress. Another 100-yard rushing game for him, another 200-some-odd-yard passing game, three touchdowns. Dude's a beast. Dude is a beast. So is Mark Andrews. That dude is a beast too. 93 yards, two touchdowns. Nice day. Saints 38-28. Michael Thomas is just ridiculous, man. The guy just catches anything and everything that is tossed in his direction. No joke. No joke. Record-setting season for that guy. 140-some-odd and counting. Taking out Marvin Harrison's record, if I'm not mistaken. So this guy just unreal. Flat-out unreal. Saints, 38-20. And that's a big loss for the Titans. But, again, we'll get into the AFC picture because it's really interesting. Colts, 38-6 over the Panthers. And you know what? Will Greer, welcome to the NFL, right? Three interception day for you. Look, it's so easy on the sidelines. I love listening to people talk about, oh, this guy stinks. That guy's great. That guy should never play. Go put yourself out on that field once and let's see how you do before you're so critical about how people play. But with that being said, it is our job, my job, to criticize and analyze what I'm seeing. Tough day for Will Greer. That's all I can say about that. And what I will say about the Panthers is you, maybe you shouldn't have fired Ron Rivera. Maybe you shouldn't have thought about getting rid of Cam Newton so early. And I don't think you wind up getting rid of that guy in the first. At the end of the day, you're not getting rid of that guy. With what you've seen with Kyle Allen and now this Will Greer kid, you're not getting rid of Cam Newton. I'm sorry. Dolphins hang on to beat the Bengals in overtime, 38-35. Jets 16-10 over the Steelers. Big loss for the Steelers. Titans, like I said, they lost. So those are important, and we'll get into that, like I said, in just a moment. Giants 41-35 over the Redskins. Lions go down to the Broncos 27-17. Raiders get a victory, and there's still a way where the Raiders can make the postseason, if you can believe that. 24-17. A lot of things have to happen, but it is possible. Eagles 17-9 over the Cowboys. So now the Eagles control their destiny in the NFC East. Cardinals hang on to beat the Seahawks. Big time loss for the Seahawks. Sorry, but that was a huge loss today for Russell Wilson and the Seahawks going down to the Cardinals. Chiefs big time performance once again from their defense. Man, oh man. If this continues, look out AFC. I'm sorry, but that's just the truth. Look out, AFC. If this continues, the Chiefs have found their defense, and we know how prolific that offense can be. 26-3 over the Bears. And again, here's the divisions right now. Patriots and Bills, they're both in, 12-3, 10-5. New England has the division once again. Baltimore, they've got their division. They've got the best record in the AFC. Pittsburgh Steelers, still in the mix at 8-7. Houston Texans, winners of the AFC South. Titans, still in the mix at 8-7. Kansas City Chiefs, they're the winners. They're still in the mix, or obviously they're definitely in the mix in the playoffs. Oakland Raiders, 7-8, not totally out of business yet. And we'll see how things play out in week 17. But wow, still a lot to be played for. On the other side, in the NFC, like I said, the Eagles control their destiny now, 8-7 atop of the NFC East. Green Bay and the Minnesota Vikings, very, very close in this one. It's going to be fun. This is going to come down to week 17. New Orleans on top in that division, as we all know, 12-3 record for them. A nice victory. San Francisco, 12-3, and with the loss, Seattle, 11-4. So, it is what it is. Your playoff teams, for the most part, if you ask me, in the NFC, probably going to be Philadelphia, Green Bay, Minnesota, both are in, New Orleans, and then San Francisco and the Seahawks. Anyways, wow, unbelievable stuff. Week 16 of the NFL, people, I can't believe it. It's almost coming to a serious, abrupt halt, an end. I don't like it. I really don't. Anyways, I know I got to take a break. I'm going to do it. I'll come back, continue rapping about the NFL. It's the NFL Rewind Week 16 style. I'm Andy Dorf, and this is Sports Overnight America.
Second and 10 at the 20. Five-man pressure. Breeze steps away from pressure. Throwing over the middle. Got a man open. Caught at the 40. Steps away at the 30 and 10. Get into the races. Down the sideline at the 10 to the 5. Diagonal into the end zone for the touchdown. 80 yards. Breeze to Tedkin Jr.
This is Sports Overnight America.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
This is for the season. 35 yards for the win. Hold your breath. Spotted. Kick up. It is gone! It's gone! The Eagles win!
Outside the one. Handoff. Elliott powering into the end zone. Behind the right side. Touchdown, Cowboys.
Now more of the rewind. Right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf getting you through another NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Week 16 in the books. Can't believe it. And the Eagles and the Cowboys went at it. Lincoln Financial Field. 17-9 was the final. Carson Wentz definitely out-dueled Dak Prescott in this game. Dak was 25 of 44, 265, zero touchdowns, zero interceptions. Not that you like, but the no touchdowns, you can't have that. Carson Wentz, on the other hand, 31 of 40, 319, a touchdown, no interceptions. Pretty solid day, and especially when you look at the fact that the wide receiver core that he's throwing to, pathetic, to say the least. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful, because I know these guys are out there trying and working. But there's not a lot of quality wide receivers that he's working with right now. Dallas Goedert was the beast for him, and that's a tight end, by the way. But he was a nice target for him. 9 receptions, 91 yards, touchdown. Gallup was the guy who, on the other side for Dallas, 5 receptions, 98 yards. Where's Amari Cooper? Where's Ezekiel Elliott in the running game? 13 carries for 47 yards? I don't know. That's not very good. Miles Sanders, on the other hand, 20 carries, 79 yards, touchdown. Active in the passing game as well, 5 for 77. So Philadelphia just found ways to win, if you ask me. That's what happened there. You know, you look at the talent and you say they can't do it. You can't measure heart. You can't measure determination. You can't measure somebody's competitive fire. If I'm Dak Prescott, I take less money. I realize that I need to get pieces around me. I need to have more. For crying out loud, we think he's got a ton of weapons, but they're not getting it done. So something's got to give. This is probably your quarterback of the future, but you don't want to pay this guy $35 million. I'm sorry. And he shouldn't be ridiculous and want that kind of money. Take 28 and get some other pieces around you. Because you obviously don't have enough with a guy that's supposed to be the best running back, who, by the way, did get paid and isn't having all that great of a season in Ezekiel Elliott. Amari Cooper wants to get paid too. We know that. And Dak Prescott does as well. Sometimes when money's on your mind, you don't perform. It's that simple. All right, let's keep it moving. Let's talk a little bit about the Saints, because that could have been a really, really tough loss for them. They started out spotting the Titans 14 points. Titans got out of the gate and they played well. And Ryan Tannehill, another guy I like, man. Talk about guts. Talk about laying it out on the line. He does that as well. So does Drew Brees, though. And when you got Michael Thomas, how can you go wrong, for crying out loud? Mix in a little Alvin Kamara. Some of the other weapons that they have. Jared Cook, who, by the way, wow, what another great performance from this kid. After he was knocked out of a football game with a concussion a couple weeks ago. And the Saints could have bagged it. They could have caved it all in. No way, man. Not going to happen. Too much at stake. Too much riding on the line for them. So the Saints go down to Tennessee and they get a nice 10-point victory, to be honest with you. Titans needed that game. No Derrick Henry, so I think that changed the game plan. They did a great job with their backup, and their receivers stepped up. Everybody played well for them, to be honest with you. Saints are just a good football team. No shame in losing to the New Orleans Saints. But it might be really costly because of when it happened for the Titans. So much on the line week 16, man. Whew. Speaking of that, Steelers, that was a tough one for them. You know, they went to their backup in Mason Rudolph a few weeks back, and then they pulled him for Delvin Hodges, who was struggling a little bit in the ball game against the Jets Jets on Sunday. So then they had to go back to Mason Rudolph. And then they had to go back to Hodges, if I'm not mistaken, again. So this was Mike Tomlin searching a little bit, man. And I don't normally say that about this guy, because he does more with less than most people do, than most people could ever do, to be honest with you. So the fact that they're in the mix and that they're even playing for postseason play, to me, is nothing short of miraculous. James Conner's been banged up all year for them, so haven't given them the kind of rushing attack that you need. Big Ben goes out. Obviously, Le'Veon and Antonio Brown, we know that whole saga and story with those guys. But this could really be a costly one for Pittsburgh. But I want to say this. It doesn't take away from what I feel that they accomplished when they probably shouldn't have accomplished much. So the truth is this is a hell of a coaching job. And this is a hell of a job of a lot of guys just putting a lot of effort out there week in and week out for Mike Tomlin. So you got to respect that. What's going on with the Jets as of late? I mean, the last seven games, if I'm not mistaken, they're 5-2 now. And they're 4-0 at home. Is Sam Darnold no longer seeing ghosts? Is this guy maybe starting to figure out the NFL football game? And do the Jets have something to look forward to in the future, maybe? We know how football fan is, man. And certain football fan is even more nuts than your average ordinary football fan. And that JTS Jets fan falls in that category. Raider fan falls in that category too. Those are probably your two. Browns fan, they're probably there too because they thought that they had something and they have nothing. They got a lot of hype. That's what they got. They got a bunch of guys that think they should be excellent players, and it doesn't happen if you think you're going to be an excellent player. You got to go out there and you got to put in the hard work. You got to put in the dedication. But there was some big things that happened in week 16 of the NFL. I mean, you look at what happened for the 49ers, who are 12-3. You look at what happened for the Saints, who are 12-3. And then you look at what happened for the Seahawks, who are 11-4. We'll take them out of the mix, man. San Francisco and New Orleans. You do not want to have to go through their house. I'm sorry. If you're anybody in the NFC, you don't want to have to go through their house to get to the NFL, to get to the Super Bowl. So, you know, teams like the Packers, the Vikings, at the end of the day, that's what you might be kicking yourself about, is that you didn't have home field advantage. San Francisco. They were pretty good all year. Maybe they deserve that home field advantage. And maybe the Saints, maybe they deserve to finally not have something bad happen to them in the postseason. All right, I know I hear the music. I got to take another pause for the cause. I'll come back and continue rapping about week 16 in the NFL as you're hanging out with the Dorf man, Andy Dorf, right here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
He's going deep in the middle of the field. Torrey Smith. And Torrey Smith is in for an Eagles touchdown.
As the clock's at zero. That's the extra point.
Get this off with a two-minute warning. A little surprise. Falls back. Throws. Intercepted. Went right through Jeffrey's hands. It's Lattimore.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing. So get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired or who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hey, baby! We're gonna be here all day, baby! Defense. I like this kind of party! I like this kind of party, baby!
Defense. Middle of the field formation. Play action. Rivers in the end zone. Throws, and it's intercepted! It's picked off by Malik Hooker! A one-handed snag! Malik Hooker runs it upfield, and he's blasted out of bounds at the 22-yard line. But what a play by Malik Hooker! A one-handed grab thwarts the drive by the Chargers, and the Colts have it, their second takeaway of the game.
With an offset eye, they move Juszczyk to the right. They wind it back.
Great block by Juszczyk. Three down to the second level. He may go.
Goodbye.
But Skeen is loose. 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown!
Boom!
San Francisco!
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Pull up some dust and sit down.
All right, baby, take a seat with me. Andy Dorf, welcome back in, everybody. It is the NFL Rewind, Week 16. In the books, man. Sports Overnight America, you can always get at me. Follow me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Check out my fan page on Facebook. Like it. That is also Dorf on Sports. Obviously, it's all Dorf on Sports for the most part when you're talking to Andy Dorf. And then I love doing the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. I'm always live with you. It starts for me at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we go into the wee hours of the night. So I love hearing for your thoughts and your opinions, and believe me, that conversation on Twitter every now and then, it's fun. So check me out at Dorf on Sports. All right, let's get back into it a little bit. And you heard the highlights, and truth be told, you're going to hear more highlights from the San Francisco 49ers, in my humble opinion. Let's go through some of the good, the bad, the ugly, and even more with the Dorf man here on the NFL Rewind. Week 16, Sports Overnight America. 49ers are a good football team. The thing that scares me a little bit about them is obviously Jimmy G. You can't be sold on a guy that you don't have a lot of information on. But I'm also a little concerned in the defense and how many points have been scored on them in the past few weeks. Because that means that your offense is always going to have to be on point. When you've relied so heavily upon your defense, all of a sudden, your offense may have to be able to bail your defense out. So I think that's the concern, even though I know that the 49ers are a really good football team. And I feel like they deserve to have home field advantage because they've played so well all season long. So in a weird way, I think it'd be a shame if they don't get it. That's what I think. I'm going to bounce around back and forth. Patriots, in my humble opinion, are sitting okay too. You know, if you gotta go through New England in any way, shape, or form, it's gonna be tough. So if they can get a 2 seed, which they probably will, and you never know with Baltimore, we'll get into that in a moment because that's been spectacular all year. I mean, I think they've won 11 straight now or something like that. But the truth is, man, oh man, the Patriots are freaking 12-3, people. Like, we've talked about them, like, they're not gonna be able to make something happen, at the end of the day, they're 12-3. So even though their offense hasn't been very good, they're a 12-3 football team, man. They've gone out there so far 15 times, and they've come up winners 12 of 15 times. I don't care who you play. To me, that's a stupid argument. Your schedule is your schedule, for crying out loud. So the Patriots go out there and they win more than they lose. They win a lot more than they lose, for crying out loud. So if you don't think that the Patriots are formidable and there's somebody to be reckoned with, you're foolish. You're not paying attention. I don't think it's going to be easy, though. That is for sure. And I definitely think that their back is up against the wall this year. I don't think it's like a foregone conclusion where you're like, yeah, the Patriots. No, because there's been a guy in Baltimore with the Ravens named Lamar Jackson who has taken the NFL by storm. Been just a fantastic season from that dude. The so-called experts were wrong about that guy. They were flat out wrong. That dude is a baller. And I don't think we've seen the best of him. And I think that, to me, that's what this is all about, okay? If I really, really break things down in the simplest form for people, what I think we're seeing from 2019 as we move into 2020, I think we're seeing a changing of the guard, people. Like, I really do think we're seeing Tom Brady decline. I really do think we're seeing Aaron Rodgers decline. As hard as that is for me to admit, I'm a huge Green Bay Packer fan, born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin. But I'm also very objective about what I see on all these different fields that I watch. This particular one, NFL football. But I think we're seeing like that passing of the torch, if you will. You know, Drew Brees isn't going to be around forever. By the way, that guy's breaking records left and right. He still looks pretty damn good at 40 years old, right? But seriously, I feel like we're seeing the changing, the passing of the torch. Like, Tom Brady has been doing this for so long. It's time for somebody else to get an opportunity. So will it be Lamar Jackson? Will it be Patrick Mahomes? Will it be Deshaun Watson? Will it be a combination of those guys? Maybe. Will the Patriots be on the outside looking in for like the first time in forever? The past 20 years have been a lot about the Patriots, man. So to me, that's what we potentially are seeing here as we come out of 2019 and make our way into 2020. We might be seeing a changing of the guard, a passing of the torch. Does that mean that these guys are finished? No. Because what happens is you go kicking and screaming, for crying out loud. Like, Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to think about retirement. But he knows that the 19th hole, I've heard him say this himself, he knows that the 19th hole is closer than the 18th hole is for him. The 19th hole means that he's out there and he's just kind of hanging out and doing his thing. He's not out there on Sundays battling anymore. So let's see if the Dorfman is on to something with maybe, potentially, 2019 into 2020 being a passing of the torch. Maybe some new faces that we're starting to see a lot more of. I think these young guns are ready. I really do. Which leads me to the next one. The fact that the Seahawks lost to the Cardinals, to me, that's bad. Because not only did they lose the game, they lost some important pieces and some players. So I think a lot of people were really, really high on the Seahawks. I don't know if I'd be so high on the Seahawks anymore. They might be too banged up in some really key positions. Like, we'll see how serious Chris Carson's injury is. That's going to be a tough one. Their other running back is out. I mean, he's done. He's finished. Rashad Penny's done. Like, they're definitely banged up in some serious in places where you need to have some dudes. And that was a major loss. And on the other hand, kudos to the Cardinals. You're not giving up. I like that. Kenyon Drake, if you don't sign this guy and make him your running back, Arizona, you're foolish. I'm sorry. I've liked David Johnson. He's a great guy. He does a ton of things in the community. Good dude. But you know what? The system that they're running right now, Kenyon Drake just fits better. So, in a season that's been pretty dreadful, Kenyon Drake, that might, if there's a reason to keep Steve Keim, that might be it right there. That might be the one saving grace for that guy. All right, real quickly, Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, I think what I like about him this year is, we've seen him deal with adversity. We've seen him deal with some injuries. And we're not really talking much about this. The Chiefs are 11-4. They've got a chance to be 12-4. And quite frankly, 12-4 is pretty damn good. It's pretty damn good. Especially when Patrick Mahomes didn't play a few weeks. They found their defense late in the season. We'll see if that continues in the postseason. I think that's the biggest thing, the biggest issue, the biggest key for the Chiefs to have success. The offense, we know it's great. But even great offenses struggle at times. So you need to be able to lean or bend on that defense a little bit. So I'm interested to see if the Chiefs can continue to play that good of defense. Because if they can, look out. I think that they easily could be the team that could take the Ravens out if that's the case. But it's really tough to think about having to go to Baltimore and beat Lamar Jackson and those guys who have definitely found something. And John Harbaugh has done a great job with him. Talked about Mike Tomlin. Got to talk about John Harbaugh, too. What a job he's done. Fantastic job. And again, I'm just going to go back to this one more time. Don't sleep on the Texans either. I feel like they're really close. You know, this is a team that could be 11-5 at the end of the year. Which, again, that's not too bad, man. So, again, I love the fact that we're this late in the season, and there's still a lot of things for everybody to play for. Even those teams that are kind of god-awful, like the Bengals and the Dolphins, good to see them going out there and playing an entertaining football game, for crying out loud. 38-35 in overtime? Like, if you paid for that game and you went to it, you actually walk away going, you know what? That was an entertaining football game. So kudos to them for not giving up and giving their fans something to watch. All right. I know the music's running. I got to take one more final pause for the cause, so I'll do that. Come back like I always do, Dorfman style, give you that parting shot, and then bam, we'll be off to week 17 of the NFL Rewind. All right. Keep it close, everybody. Going to take that pause for the cause. It is the NFL Rewind week 16 style right here on Sports Overnight America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All right, everybody, coming at you for the final time here tonight, in the morning and the afternoon. Like I say, man, I got no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind, Week 16 in the books for me, Andy Dorf, right here on Sports Overnight America. I can't believe it. All right, so going to do my parting shot like I always do, and here's what we learned. Here's some of the takeaways that I have from Week 16. The New England Patriots, yeah, they've been down a little bit, not the same team that everybody has come to see so many years, and I don't know why we're even saying that because this is the team that we've seen for so many years. They just win. They find ways to win week in, week out, and they said not so fast to the young Buffalo Bills as they put them kind of on notice that they're still the big dogs in the AFC East because they won the division after beating them over the weekend. Baltimore, they just continue to impress, man. Winners of 11 straight football games. I mean, that speaks volumes about their dedication, their competitiveness, and how much they want to go out there and perform week in and week out. Don't sleep on the Houston Texans, people. That's all I'm going to say about them because, truth be told, I think they're a pretty good football team. D-Watt, D-Hop, those two guys are extremely special. Look out for what they can bring to the table. Kansas City Chiefs, I like that football team. I really do. I think Patrick Mahomes, And now that that defense is showing up, look out for them. They could be a nightmare in the playoffs. Philadelphia Eagles, you control your destiny. That's all I can say. The NFC East is terrible, but you control your destiny. Green Bay and Minnesota, you guys are okay, man. I like both of those teams. Saints, wow. You still got a shot to have home field advantage. I wouldn't want to see you if I'm anybody. San Francisco, you do as well. I wouldn't want to see you if I'm anybody as well either. So for Scott on the other side of the glass, making it all possible for me, wow. Week 16 of the NFL in the books right here on the NFL Rewind with the Dorf Man. Thanks for hanging out with me on Sports Overnight America.